Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, here with you on The Takeaway, where we're spending the week getting playful. Yesterday, we got in the ropes with some double dutch. And today, we're getting playful with our voices. Meet musician Brandon Etheridge.
Ma'am, what happened to you?
I got these.
Hey everybody, my name is Brandon. For about a year now, I've been making what I call mini musicals.
When I say experts, in air quotes, it sounds like I'm saying I don't really trust the experts. Because I don't.
I know it sounds like these people are singing, but actually they're just speaking. And when you speak, every word has a pitch. Pitch, 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 pitch. Also, every person speaks in rhythm. Every person speaks in rhythm.
Just listen to how Brandon plays with our rhythms.
So people keep asking me if I change the voices in my videos to make it sound like they're singing. I don't. All I do is play piano. So if I stop playing piano, then it sounds like normal speaking. If I start again, then it sounds like singing. So the way I do this is I just play the notes that the person is speaking, but I don't play the exact notes because that would sound absolutely terrible. Instead, I play notes that fit the chords.
Now, you might have heard this viral meme.
I got mazed.
You got mazed.
Yeah.
And what happened? You were trying to go inside
the
room.
Yeah, I made like a foot inside and they pushed me out and they mazed me.
Or maybe you've seen his videos featuring over-the-top rantings of so-called Karens.
I did not sign up for this. I am a Christian woman of God, and you are not going to put your disgusting rules on me that are false and not true. I will not have it. Do you understand that?
I sat down with musician, composer, musical director, and social media creator Brandon Etheridge to talk about these mini musicals.
First, I find a video that's either really funny or really shocking or really interesting in some way, and listen to the voice and see if there's a lot of good stuff in there. You know, when people speak, they speak on pitch. They don't even think about it. So think about it is what I just said by accident. So people are singing all the time when they speak, and I just figured out what those notes are. You know, I analyze it, you know, note by note, syllable by syllable. And then that kind of gives me the melody to play on the piano. So I play piano to people speaking, and then suddenly it sounds like they're singing. It's just like this transformation. And I'm not using auto-tune. You know, people have seen the auto-tune videos where the voices sound like robots and are very rhythmic. But instead, I just leave it totally natural, totally organic, and just play music to it. And it sounds like they're singing.
So what if I just were to say something and would you, so I'm thinking, for example, if you're hearing music everywhere and that's kind of part of your mini musical making, what if we just started talking about a squeaking air conditioner, for example, would you
squeaking air conditioner? You just said squeaking air conditioner. Basically, that's pretty close. I don't have perfect pitch, so it's always better for me to sit at the piano and figure it out.
All right, hey y'all, Brandon actually did just that, and he came up with this. What if we just started talking about a squeaking air conditioner? I love that. Now, tell me how this all got started, right? I Got Maced was your first mini musical?
Yeah, you know, a Facebook friend showed this video. It was already viral. She posted it up.
I got maced.
You got maced.
My face.
It's a young woman who, as she tried to enter the Capitol, was pepper sprayed. And so she's being interviewed shortly thereafter. And she's in distress, you know, got mace in her eyes. And she's complaining about it. And my Facebook friend said, hey, somebody make music to this. I'm like, well, okay, why not? I gave it a try. And it was really, really funny. And I was about to post it. And I thought, no, I can't do this. I can't make fun of this. This is not a funny situation. Then went to bed, didn't think about it much, got up the next morning, looked at it again, and it's like, damn, this is funny. I'm posting it. And so I did.
We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
Got like 3 million views or something. It's crazy. I'm like, okay, I'll do another one. And I just kept churning out the mini musicals one after another on different themes. And I tried to get away from politics because, yeah, we don't want politics ruling our lives all the time.
It is a good point that in doing these, you're making not only music, but you're also making commentary, right? You're also, you're sort of navigating all the challenges that comedians, that pundits, right, that folks trying to get us to stop and take a look at our world are always navigating. Does that part feel harder than the music making part for you?
If all you do is just take someone who's being very serious or very angry and then play light, bouncy music to it, it immediately becomes this parody. And every listener can feel something from that music and from that version of the story, let's say. And so the music kind of does it for me, you know? It's not the same as like being a joke or writing a commentary. It's the music is so powerful. All you have to do is just go against the grain of the words being said, and it immediately gives it a different vibe.
So let's listen to a drunk Karen.
She's a representative of the aircraft. They don't want you flying on their plane today, okay? But I need you to get up.
No. You need me to get up? You may need me to get up, but you know what I feel my need to do as a person? Just like
you need to call.
No, I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to say what I need to do. And if you're going to do whatever you me, right?
You've got this inebriated woman refusing to get off a plane. Oh man, the Karens are so good. How did you start with the Karens?
So higher pitched voices, and when people get angry, their voices go up much higher, right? That makes it sound much more like singing already, and then it just works better with the genre of making music to it. You know, someone's just kind of tired and talking like this. Then there's not much melody in the voice, and there's no spirit to it. So my videos tend to be people who are a little bit in some way excited or angry.
I wonder if we could cultivate that capacity to hear the agitation of others with that kind of melody in the background, right? If it might, I don't know, give us a little bit more of a sense of humor or maybe a softer ear or eye to encounter one another and maybe bring down our own blood pressure a bit in circumstances where folks are getting agitated. Like, I wonder if this is an actual tool we can use in that moment.
If we can make that work, that would be wonderful. I know that the people who watch my videos have said exactly that. It is helping them really process this thing that was making them angry, and it's they're able to see it lighter now and not be so bothered by it. So that's wonderful. If I can do that public service right there with a video, that's amazing. And I'm very proud of that, actually.
Let's listen to one more. I want to listen to Apparently Kid.
What did you think about the ride?
It was great. I've never been on live television before, but sometimes I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball.
I love this.
He's got such good mic technique. He actually, when he starts running out of breath to say the Powerball and almost has nothing left to get that last syllable out, he holds the microphone closer. It's amazing.
So I've got an 8-year-old, and she just, in the last year, her word was technically. And so she would use it just all the time. And at one point she said, technically,
cute.
I'm in love with, and then named the boy in her class that she was technically in love with. And it was just killing us. So I love Apparently Kid. All right. We're doing stories all this week about the importance of play and the ways that play can open up our minds and maybe even open up our democracy a little bit. Do you find joy in playing music and in creating your mini musicals?
Oh my goodness. Sometimes I just laugh tears while I'm doing it. Just like it's one of the most joyful pastimes I've found is creating this music. It's I will literally be at home crying with laughter. And yeah, so that's joy.
And is the process playful? I mean, it sounds as though it is. And if it's joyful, then I'm assuming that there's a kind of play. But I always think of play as the thing that you know, you're willing to get a little dirty, a little muddy, a little sweaty while you're doing it because it is so much fun.
That is correct. The beginning stages of any mini musical is a lot of analysis and thinking and trying out from different angles. Any of these songs could be played in practically any tempo or any style, right? First of all, although some people, when they speak, have such a strong rhythm, you can't go against it. But there are lots of different factors that you can try out, lots of different variables. And so, yeah, that is kind of a grueling process sometimes. But as soon as you hit it and you know what it is, that's when the joy comes in. So, yeah. And with about 90% of them, the ones I've tried, I've managed to get there. And I've thrown 10% of them away just knowing this is never going to be anything. It's just not funny. It's not fun to watch. It's not meaningful. It's not beautiful. Can't get it every time.
Right. Part of playing is falling down, right? I mean, it's not play if it's a perfected performance.
Oh, yeah. And if you win and succeed every single time, then the winning and succeeding is just not even fun anymore. Not that I know what that's like, but I just imagine.
Yeah, I was
that.
Like, if you say so. All right. I want to play two back to back, one that is yours and one that is someone else's, but they're both riffing off of the same moment. And I want to play them and then maybe talk about how an ear comes to something so different. So this one is called I Demand a Vaccination.
I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I execute judgment on you, Satan. You destroyer. You killer. You get out. You break your power. You get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand. I demand. I demand.
Now, let's listen to the heavy metal version.
I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I execute judgment on you, Satan. I demand judgment on you. I demand, I demand, I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
How do you end up with such different ending points from the same starting point?
Yeah. It's goodness. well, what he is doing is creating these amazing heavy metal arrangements to go underneath the voice. And the voice is the driver of the rhythm, but not necessarily pitch, mm-hmm. right? And I focus more on the pitch thing. And besides, pianos really don't do what electric guitars do. You know, I love metal. It's just, I'm not much of a guitarist, and I'm good at piano. And so piano's more tinkly and bouncy usually, or it can be beautiful and meaningful too, but it's not going to be that heavy. I've done a couple of heavy metal ones kind of on the piano. It's not as powerful as a guitar, let me tell you.
Since you're here, talk to me a little bit about how you got started in music and how you think of yourself as a musician.
That was a very strange journey. When I was a kid, I did play piano, but I also played soccer and ran track and did Boy Scouts, and they were all about equally important or unimportant to me. And somehow, miraculously, in my senior year of high school, this piano professor from Wichita State University, that's in Wichita, Kansas, where I grew up, heard me play at a recital and just on the spot said he wants me to come with him to Arizona State University where he's going to begin teaching and he'll get me a tuition scholarship. I said, well, I'm not going to study music. And he says, you've got to. It's like full tuition. It's like, okay. And then I literally went there without ever music having been my passion, really. But then when I started practicing and working hard at it, I made so just huge strides. And I became obsessed with it. Wanted to become a big classical concert pianist, but then I later discovered that's like saying at age 18 or 19 you want to go to the Olympics as a figure skater. It doesn't quite work that way. So then that went through many different stages where I started doing theater music, then musical theater, then rock bands, and so now I've covered a whole lot of bases with my music. And I even briefly had a rock band where I played guitar and sang and played bass and all that stuff, kind of pop punk. That didn't earn me any money, so I went back to piano because you got to pay the bills.
In certain ways, I love that I think we can get to this space where we assume that those who do adore and love their jobs are in no way motivated by the need to pay bills and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I love the idea that sometimes we're dragged into it from something like a scholarship and stay with it in part because it pays the bills, but can still find the play in it.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yes. It became my absolute obsession and just the thing that I love most.
Well, I so appreciate you taking the time while you're on the road, while you're a little jet lagged, to nonetheless give us a little bit of mini musical love.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on the program. It's been a real joy talking to you.
That was Brandon Etheridge, who makes mini musicals that you'll find on his TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. And one last composition from Brandon. We're calling this one the Takeaway Mini Musical. All right, y'all, that's the takeaway for today. Thanks so much for being with us. If you missed anything, you definitely want to listen back. So head on over to wherever you can find audio, subscribe to our podcast, hit that like button, and share. And of course, call us with your stories, your ideas, your reactions. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's 877-869-8253. Or jump on the Twitter machine and tweet us at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and this is The Takeaway. Meet me right back here tomorrow.